Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We want to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition. It is Wednesday, February the 19th, 2014. Hope you are having a very good day. We have a very jam-packed, as usual, hour for you. A newsmaker interview with State Senator Steve Farley, Democrat from District 9, will get us going. Then 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly segment on animal care issues presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Today we'll be focusing on arthritis in our dog and cat friends. And we'll close out the hour with your calls on nutrition as we talk with nutrition reporter Jack Challum. But let's go now to the state capitol on the Buckmaster Show live line. State Senator Steve Farley, Democrat representing District 9. Senator Farley, how are you today?
Doing well. Always great to be on the air with you, Bill.
Thank you. And this is the last week for introducing a bill, is that correct?
It's the last week for bills to be heard in their house of origin. So for Senate bills to be heard in the Senate or the House bills to be heard in the House. So things are very, very busy around here. Very long agendas.
And how many bills are you running, Senator Farley?
I had 19 that I ran, and there's three of them still alive, plus some others that I'm running with other people under their names, and a few others I might be trying to amend to other bills. There's more than one way to get things done around here.
And I see you've teamed up with Republicans on some of these bills, one of them dealing with Rio Nuevo. It's really a bill that has not gotten a lot of publicity, but in effect, it would end, as you say in your latest Farley report, the sorry chapter in our civic history when Rio Nuevo became a synonym for failure.
Exactly. I have been furious at the opportunity wasted that Rio Nuevo involves. That many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, could have been spent in so many other ways, as we're seeing with our $75 million investment in the streetcar already bearing almost $1 billion worth of private development fruit in within three blocks of a four-mile route. If we'd put that money into streetcar extensions, we would be seeing more billions all over the region in economic benefit. Instead, that money was mismanaged, spent on studies, on designs for things that were never built, and it's time to free it from the past failures and let it move forward into something now that it has very good leadership, in my opinion, from Fletcher McCusker.
And Mr. McCusker, who, by the way, will be one of our guests tomorrow on the program, he wanted a bill brought forward, correct, that would in effect untie the hands of the Rio Nuevo board when it came to the TCC?
Exactly. Yeah. Fletcher brought this forward, and he really wanted to now that there is no urgent need for us to build our own convention center hotel. That was one of the things the legislature had required that we do. We've removed that requirement, and looks like it's a pretty good route to be able to get that through the legislature, which means they'll be able to refocus on things like improving the convention center and do other strategies that will actually invest that money into real objects instead of simply studies.
And you teamed up with Senator, I believe it was Bob Worsley, is that right?
Worsley, exactly. Yeah, Bob Worsley is one of my colleagues up here that I treasure the most. He was the CEO of Sky Mall, so he has tremendous real-world experience and a great amount of integrity, and I really respect everything he does. So he jumped into this, and through his sense of respect for Fletcher and for me, and we're hopefully going to get this thing through and make things a little bit better than they have been in the past.
And he is a Republican, and again, you're trying to team up to where you can to make some of these things nonpartisan efforts, correct?
Well, it's important. I think ultimately most of the people in Arizona are sick and tired of this partisan battling. They want us to work together. They want us to solve problems in common sense ways, and that solutions aren't red or blue. They're for all of us. And that's a key thing that I've always been trying to do, and I want to continue to try to do that. You work with whoever is willing to work with you, and you find ways of getting things done for everybody. And I think ultimately that's part of why the largest party in this state is now people who don't express a party preference because they're sick of the partisan battles. And I think you can get a lot more done for the good of the state when you work together with folks on the other side.
One of your bills that's moving forward, these plastic covers over license plates. Apparently, this gives law enforcement a real problem, doesn't it, trying to identify a driver?
It does. I've talked with Jimmy Chavez of the Highway Patrolman, and he was telling me that they're increasingly having difficulty making out the license plates when they have somebody they're trying to cite for something, or if they're trying to identify a potential stolen car or somebody involved in a crime. When these things are on it, they've gone increasingly yellowed. They cause glare from a low-angle sun, and it's become a major issue. And it was surprising to me that it's not already illegal to somehow intentionally obscure your license plate. So this basically closes that loophole, as a license plate's entire purpose is to identify your vehicle to witnesses to crimes and law enforcement. And if you are hiding that, you should be committing a crime.
Steve Farley is with us, State Senator from District 9. You were talking about teaming up with Republicans. You've also teamed up with a Republican from Scottsdale, Michelle Reagan, about the so-called...
Good Republican name.
Yeah, there you go. This so-called dark money. Explain to us, what is dark money and what is SB 1403 about?
Well, I've been working on this issue for some time. Back a few years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States decided in what's called the Citizens United decision that corporations have an equal right to free speech as people, and that corporations could give unlimited money to a campaign, and it opened up a whole new era of independent expenditures on campaigns. And we've seen, certainly in the 2012 election that we just got through, there was an unprecedented flow of money on all directions, from the left, from the right, and a lot of that money we had no idea where it came from. We can't restrict that flow of money because the Supreme Court has done this ill-advised Citizens United decision, but we can require that it disclose itself. The real problem we've been running into is large, generically named organizations like Citizens for a Better Arizona, for example, which then reported on their financial reporting that they got money from Citizens for a Better Coconino County, for example, or Citizens for a Better America. And then there's a whole chain of people who have these shadowy organizations who are giving money to other shadowy organizations in order to obscure who the original donor is. I worked on a bill and tried to get that through and actually got an informational hearing last year in Senator Reagan's committee to try to identify those donors and make the ultimate beneficiary of that contribution guilty of a felony if they did not disclose who did it. That didn't move forward last year, but I've been working the off session with Senator Reagan and a very large stakeholder group that includes labor union representatives, high-powered corporate attorneys for the Republicans, the Sandy Bar, the Sierra Club, the Clean Elections Commission, and a lot of very interested parties on all sides. And we hammered out some language that we really think will force disclosure in a whole new way. And it's pretty daring, and it's something where people on the left doing dark money and people doing the right doing dark money don't like it much, but the people of Arizona really deserve to find out who is influencing our political system and how much money are they giving to it and who are they and what do they want. And that's why it's so important to fight for. And I really have a lot of admiration for Senator Reagan for her courage to stand up and work to do this, because she's getting a lot of heat from her own side to try to move this forward.
State Senator Steve Farley, it's 12:13 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to ask Senator Farley to stay with us through the break, and then we'll get back with him, and we'll get an update on the Child Protective Services reform. How is that going in the legislature? 790-2040 if you have a question or comment for Senator Farley. We'll be right back. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new Mountain Slopes of Leo project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. Biosphere 2, open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life? Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan Bottled Water Delivery Service, either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1218, our midweek edition. Bill Buckmaster with you and State Senator Steve Farley on the Buckmaster Show live line from Phoenix. What is this I'm hearing about a special session concerning child protective services, either at the end of this session or concurrently?
Well, that's the talk I'm hearing from Republicans around here, is that the governor is looking at doing a special session to look at the total restructuring of CPS. part of the effort of remaking that, now that the director Charles Flanagan is deeply involved in the investigations coming from these thousands of kids whose calls were coming to the hotline and then were stamped not investigated and then not further investigated. They know that they need to do something. They need to do it fast. I'm a little worried that the governor has included $25 million in her budget just for the costs of changing CPS from an agency to a department. And there is no money in there for example, eliminating the waiting list for people who want to have subsidized child care. The problem specifically on that is that people, most of the cases of these kids that we've seen removed from their homes in recent years have been a result of neglect, not abuse. And neglect most often happens when parents are trying to figure out how they can go to work and have their kids be taken care of at the same time. Because if they take a minimum wage job and then they have to turn around and pay the minimum wage person to take care of their kid, then they're not coming out ahead and there's still no money to buy the food or pay the rent. So a lot of parents were leaving their kids at home and getting into neglect situations. If you took that $25 million that goes to an agency and creating an agency into a new department and instead put half of that into child care subsidies, you would end up eliminating the waiting list. And that could do a dramatic difference in improving the lives of children. So we've got to do the triage to take care of these hundreds of kids. They've already removed 450 kids from their homes as a result of reinvestigating these cases that weren't investigated. And they've got to do triage on that. But then you also have to prepare for the future to make sure this never happens again. And that means a new department with new processes, and it means prevention programs that have been cut by this majority over the last few years. So that all would be a lot to do in a special session, and I'm certainly hoping the governor can look beyond just simply creating a new agency and look at a new commitment to prevention programs as well.
The superintendent of superintendent of public instructions, John Hoopenthal, is trying to really back off. He sent out a news release, his office, yesterday about the robocalls that Superintendent Hoopenthal made, pushing a certain kind of voucher program. This has really blown up, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and it deserves to be blown up because it's patently outrageous that the person we elected to be in charge of our public schools in Arizona is actively campaigning against them for a private company. This voucher system that allows people to take money from our public schools and apply that to their own kids' private school education is outrageous and not supported by most Arizonans. And the fact that there's no means test makes it even more outrageous because a lot of the people taking this money from the state are people who could afford to pay for it all anyway. And that's not right because it takes money away from a system that has been starved for money and is going to continue to be starved for money as long as this majority has power.
And if the superintendent of public instruction doesn't believe in public schools, what kind of message does that send?
That's exactly right. So consequently, the teachers are pretty dispirited. If the guy in charge is saying, I don't trust your schools, and I'm telling people to get out before it's too late, that's not a good sign for his commitment to try and make things better. And I don't know how he's going to run for re-election based on that, but I'm assuming the people of Arizona won't be very amused by this move on his part.
Yeah, and we had Andrew Morrill, the AEA, Arizona Education Association president, was on the show yesterday, Senator Farley, and of course, he said he represents many teachers in the state, and they're not at all happy with this, I'll tell you.
No, and on top of that, Representative Grijalva's letter to the Secretary of Education nationally raises the issue that it's possible that Superintendent Hoopenthal may have gotten the numbers for these families from private Department of Education databases, which would be an invasion of student privacy, and that's potentially a violation of federal privacy laws. So that there are a whole lot more to this issue that will be coming out. I think just an incredibly unwise move on the part of the superintendent.
So I've only got about a minute left. We're about a month into this session, 5 weeks or so. Are we on track for a dismissal, you think, in April or what?
It's hard to tell because the budget meetings are happening in small groups. I don't think there's going to be a lot of battles over the budget this year because the governor does not have a particularly long-term conflictual vision for what she wants to do with the budget. It's all sort of small potato stuff she's asking for. The biggest conflict is between the projected revenue figures that the governor says versus what the legislature says. But I think they'll come to a conclusion about which one they're going to use pretty quickly. And I don't see us staying that long. People want to get out there and try to raise their new $4,000 maximum campaign limit for people. Good luck with that.
What about the governor quickly? Is she going to run again or try to run again? Or?
No. I think okay. She's just been saying that to keep her name out there and keep some sense that she's not a lame duck. But no, the sure way of telling that is that her campaign team has already signed on to support Mayor Scott Smith in his run for governor.
Oh, okay. Senator Steve Farley, thank you very much. Hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
I will. Thank you, Bill.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:31 on this midweek edition on KVOI AM 1030. And once a month, we're delighted to focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. This is a segment about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility that's open 24/7 and is recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And joining us on this month's animal care segment is Dr. Jim Boulay, veterinary surgeon and founding partner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Boulay, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you, and today we're going to talk about arthritis in our animal friends, and we hear a lot about arthritis. Technically, give us the, well, give us a bottom line. What is arthritis?
Well, you know, when you think about it, arthritis is probably one of the most common diseases or, you know, abnormalities that we deal with both in humans and in our pets, particularly dogs, and we see arthritis in cats and even in birds and some of the small reptiles. So, you know, arthritis really is an inflammation of the joint and a loss of the articular cartilage or the cartilage that lines the joint, and you have damage to that cartilage, and that sets up a loss of joint function and structure within the joint, and so you lose mobility or you lose function or you have chronic pain, and all those things are what we sort of collectively call as arthritis. But the primary insult is damage to that cartilage that lines the joint. You know, we sort of talk about that as our orthopedic gold. That cartilage is, you get it when you're born and it degenerates through your lifetime and you don't get it back.
So is it necessarily a case where you live long enough, you are going to have some arthritic concerns?
Most likely. I think dogs and cats don't live as long as people, but most people, with all the different insults we do to our joints, dogs, you look at agility dogs and you look at, you know, how hard they run and play, and they injure themselves just like we do. And so I probably spend the majority of my orthopedic practice dealing with arthritis problems in dogs, from either instability in a joint or damage or getting hit by a car or falling, or just being very, very active and doing things that our bodies are sort of not really set up to do.
So would you typically see arthritis? Well, first of all, arthritis in cats and dogs, is it different, or are we talking about the same issue here?
It's basically the same issue. You know, there basically are three kinds of arthritis. There's what we call primary arthritis. And primary arthritis is where you have a defect in the articular cartilage. And that's more common in people. It's not very common in animals. The most common form is what we call secondary arthritis. And that's due to either damage to the cartilage, an injury, an unstable joint, you rupture a ligament and the joint doesn't move properly. And that's what's called degenerative joint disease or degenerative arthritis or osteoarthritis. And then the last form of arthritis is called immune-mediated arthritis, and that's a very common form in people and in animals. In people, we typically hear about lupus arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. That's where our immune system is producing antibodies that are either in the joint or are attracting inflammatory cells into the joint, and those inflammatory cells are destroying the cartilage and the supporting structures of the joint, and that is what is creating the arthritis. And so both of those forms are sort of treated with different kinds of drugs.
Dr. Jim Boulay is with us, and he is a surgeon and one of the founding members of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. We're talking about arthritis in dogs and cats, perhaps how it's different from what we as humans experience. And we in humans pretty typically can get arthritis, of course, in the hands or the legs, but around the spinal area as well. And Dr. Boulay, I'm wondering, how does that translate to our animal friends? Is it mainly in their legs, the paws, or spines? Is the spine an issue with the animals?
The spine is an issue, and we do get some arthritis in the spine. Most of the issues that we find in the spine of dogs and cats is related to disc disease, similar to people. They get, you know, a degeneration within the discs, and then they get associated either pain or neurologic changes associated with that. The most common arthritis we see probably in dogs and cats is, you know, in the knees, in the hips, in the elbows. Occasionally, we see it in the wrists, in the ankle joints, but probably the most debilitating forms are in the hips, knees, and elbows, and that's what we deal with the most. Occasionally, we see it in their shoulders, but not as much. And animals are able to deal with this a little bit better because they have four legs, and you know, I like to think of dogs and cats as three legs with a spare. So they always have, you know, as long as they have three good legs, they can deal a lot better with a joint that is uncomfortable than we can.
Well, I noticed with my own Princess, my Norwegian forest cat that I talk about quite often here on the radio show, that she, as she ages, and she's now an 11, perhaps even 12-year-old cat, of course, she is having more and more difficulty jumping up on the bed, jumping up on counters, and you really see that happening with the aging animal.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a lot of, the thing about the animal is they don't really complain. You know, you and I'm going to tell you my hip hurts or my knee hurts, or, you know, we like to get sympathy. What animals will do, they will just change their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You'll see them, you know, maybe they jump less, and we say, well, she's getting older, and, you know, and it's hard, you know, animals age just like we do. And so, you know, it's hard when you have to tell somebody, look, you know, your 14-year-old dog is 14. Mm-hmm. You know, he can't go jogging 10 miles with you anymore. And it's like, you know, asking your 90-year-old grandfather, hey, you want to go run 10 miles with me this morning? And it's like, maybe I can run 2 miles, but I might not be able to run 10.
Yeah.
It's hard to see them slow down.
Let's touch in our remaining time on treatment that you typically would provide and some of the, perhaps even the drugs that are used to treat arthritis.
Yeah, usually we sort of do a multifactorial treatment plan for these guys. What we like to do is fix what's broken, if we can. If we have a joint that's unstable, like if they rupture their cruciate ligament, we can stabilize the knee or stabilize the elbow, fix the fracture, maybe realign the joint. So if there's something that's out of line or broken, and we can fix it with surgery or with a brace or something, then we like to do that. The most important factor, just like it is in people, is weight loss, is managing our dogs' and cats' weight. Weight is the single most effective conservative treatment modality for arthritis. So we like to get them into normal weight. And then we also use a variety of drugs like glycosamine and chondroitin, which are called nutraceuticals, that we use. Sometimes we use stem cell therapy to treat arthritis. Sometimes we use a thing called platelet-rich plasma, which we harvest from the dog and concentrate their platelets and inject that into the joint. We also will use acupuncture sometimes and some holistic treatments. So diet is a very effective treatment. There are diets that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are very effective in treating arthritis. So usually we use a multifactorial treatment. We do use drugs. We use anti-inflammatory drugs. There are specific drugs for the dog, and the most common ones are Rimadyl and Medicam, Prevacox, Deramax. Aspirin is a good good drug for dogs. Drugs you want to stay away from are ibuprofen and naproxen. Those are drugs we commonly use in people, and dogs' stomachs are very sensitive to some of those drugs, and we never use Tylenol, particularly in cats. Cats are very, Tylenol is very toxic to cats, and we use it sparingly in the dog. So we got to be careful that we don't translate our human drugs over to the animals.
Very good advice, Dr. Boulay. And, you know, this is probably for another topic, but I'm sure you do see a lot of overweight cats and dogs, which is a huge problem, isn't it?
It is a huge problem. And you know, I have clients all the time. I'll look at their dog and I'll say, you know, you really need to lose weight, and they look at you like you're crazy, and I say, you know, we've done just what we've done in people. You know, we've sort of shifted our idea of what a normal dog or what a normal person should look like because we're all kind of gaining weight, and we've decided that okay, that's okay, but most dogs are overfed, our diets are too good, they're too high in energy, and we have a huge problem with overweight pets. It's the same thing that's facing all of us as we go about our daily activities.
Dr. Boulay, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Bill. It was my pleasure.
Dr. Jim Boulay, veterinary surgeon, founding partner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. Did you know that chiropractic care can help with migraine headaches and high blood pressure? With natural chiropractic care, we go to the root cause of your headaches and high blood pressure without the side effects of other costly treatments. At Chiropractic USA, we can also help with dizziness and equilibrium problems because 85% of the nerves that help us adapt to our environment are behind behind your neck at the base of the skull. If you want a natural alternative to your health challenges, call Chiropractic USA for an appointment at 818-7788. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company and an official partner of the Tucson Festival of Books, one of the best events in the country. Here's someone to tell you more.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team, one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with. It's amazing how they can set up the entire U of A mall with tents, tables, and chairs everywhere in such a short period of time. It's impressive how Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Thanks a lot, Bruce, and to everyone associated with this literary extravaganza. Be sure to mark your calendar for the 6th Annual Tucson Festival of Books, March 15th and 16th on the beautiful U of A campus. And be sure to visit Arizona Party Rental on Speedway west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by Moncada Construction. Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and the team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair, and insurance restoration. They also do fantastic carpentry. You can call them at 520-390-2247 or on the web at Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com, and they welcome credit cards. Check them out. They do really great work, family-owned operation. Well, welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Jack Chalm. Can high-dose vitamin E supplements slow the so-called functional decline in Alzheimer's? That's the lead story in the February edition of the Nutrition Reporter, published and edited by Jack Chalm, the Nutrition Reporter and monthly nutrition contributor on the Buckmaster Show. Jack is based here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted nutrition writers. He has more than 20 books to his credit, including Inflammation Syndrome, and his latest Facebook is No More Fatigue, 790-2040, 790-2040. With any of your nutrition questions, Jack Challum would be happy to entertain those calls. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always nice to be on the show.
It's always good to have you on the show. And of course, Alzheimer's is a concern of so many, especially the baby boomers, worrying about it. Now there's this news about vitamin E supplements. What's the latest?
Yeah, there's an interesting backstory because there was a big study published back in 1997 showing that vitamin E supplements slowed what's called the functional decline in people with Alzheimer's. There's a brand new study, same dosage of vitamin E. It's a pretty high dosage. This reduction in kind of like time to decline. And the bottom line is people with Alzheimer's disease were able to just take better care of themselves. Daily grooming, dressing themselves, bathing, things like that when they were taking vitamin E. Now, like I said, the dose is very high. It's about 2,000 IU a day. When you get to that level, I encourage people to work with a physician.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us, I mean, we might take 200 to 400 IU a day. When you get up to the 2,000 range, bring in a doctor for advice.
Vitamin E has been maligned, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's this roller coaster, which is part of the reason why this study was such a surprise. And not only was it a good study, it was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So, you know, if we look to the future, I think the research will continue to be up and down with vitamin E, but there are still compelling reasons to take it. And if someone's sort of taking the long view, it's certainly worthwhile to take 200 to 400 IU a day. You know, my guess is over 10, 20, 30 years, it probably will help prevent Alzheimer's.
And the type of vitamin E that one takes, it has to be a special type, not the, well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, there are different levels of it.
Yeah, and it's hard to go wrong. My preference would be for what's called the natural mixed tocopherols. Tocopherol is the chemical name for vitamin E, and you'll find that in the small print on the labels.
What's this about trans fats perhaps being banned?
Well, you know, the FDA finally got around to saying, you know, we're not going to recognize trans fats as being safe anymore, which basically is going to wipe them off the market. It's been a long time in coming, too long in my opinion. The research showing that they're bad for us literally goes back decades. And, you know, you still find them in fried foods. You find them in a lot of processed foods, canned foods, boxed foods. But the big junk food companies are now reformulating to get them out of there because, you know, in a couple of years, they just won't be allowed anymore.
Vitamin D, we've talked about it a lot. You've got some more information in the February issue of the Nutrition Reporter on vitamin D. And many people, myself included, I actually got tested for it, and I found out I was deficient in vitamin D, which would surprise probably people across the country. Well, you live in Arizona, you get plenty of sun, but many of us are deficient in it.
Yeah, and you're not alone, Bill, because there have been studies of people in southern Arizona, and their vitamin D levels aren't any better than anywhere else in the country. And it's mostly because we're running from the house to the car to the office, and we're not getting a lot of sun exposure. And we only need maybe 10 minutes in the sun to make a substantial amount. Vitamin D supplements are a very good alternative.
And they're inexpensive. And the little bitty pills, but about 2,000 milligrams a day?
Yeah, 2,000 IU a day. I think if someone's deficient, they have to go up to about 5,000 to get the level up. There have been studies showing that 2,000 just is not enough to bring you up from a deficiency level to a normal level. One of the recent studies focused on women and bone health, and we need vitamin D to basically metabolize calcium. And so without enough vitamin D, our bones will weaken because we're not using the calcium we need for strong bones. And there was another interesting study on the relationship between vitamin D and schizophrenia risk. And it seemed like people with low vitamin D levels were more likely to have a mental breakdown, so to speak.
Another reason to keep your vitamin D level up. We're going to preview actually the March issue of the Nutrition Reporter, and that the lead story, probiotics. A lot of people take probiotics, and a lot of people take fiber. And you have a lead story saying that probiotics and fiber actually support the gut bacteria that leads to really some diverse benefits.
Yeah, probiotics, I think, are really the next big wave in nutrition. And what I've been seeing over the last few years is really kind of like a snowballing of the research. Probiotics are the good bacteria that inhabit your gut. And you can buy supplements at the health food store. One way to put it in perspective, and this is a surprise to a lot of people, 90% of the cells in your body aren't yours. They're bacteria.
Mm.
And
never thought of it that way.
Yeah, makes you wonder, if we're kind of like only 10% of our own bodies, who's living off who here? but some of the recent research, and we could probably go into this more in more detail next time, colorectal cancer reduction in risk. There seems to be a benefit in terms of reducing the risk of rheumatoid arthritis. Children with autism seem to have problems with their gut bacteria, eczema, colic. And then there are the traditional uses. If you take antibiotics, it's really the best way to resolve the diarrhea that often results. If you're traveling around the world, take probiotics, pack them. Best way to deal with traveler's diarrhea.
How about Greek yogurt? If you eat Greek yogurt, are you getting enough of the probiotic?
You're getting a fair amount for kind of like a day-to-day maintenance level. But if you really want a therapeutic effect, you really have to take some probiotic capsules. And the research to me is so compelling that I've now started taking one capsule a day. One of the things people will notice when they do this is better bowel movements.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are constipated, I mean, this is a very easy and expensive way to solve that problem.
What about the type of probiotic? We hear a lot about like Acidophilus.
Yeah, the two big families are Lactobacillus acidophilus, or the Lactobacillus family, and the Bifidobacteria family. And so if someone's shopping, I would look for at least three or four different strains of bacteria on the label. And these are all manufactured under stringent controls, no risk of getting any bad bacteria. And people will notice an improvement in about a day in terms of their digestive tract, in terms of other health issues. It might take a few days to a couple of weeks.
Where can people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter?
Go to my website, nutritionreporter.com. I've got a year's worth of back issues. I've got some magazine articles. There's subscription information for the newsletter up on the website.
And the books?
Same thing. I've got some excerpts on the website with links to Amazon.com.
And you are really ahead of the game about the inflammation syndrome. It seems like everybody's talking about that, trying to keep your inflammation under control. If you don't, it can be big problems.
Yeah, that's very true. And I was actually up at a medical meeting in Phoenix Friday and Saturday, and I introduced myself to a lot of people, and they often looked at me and said, "Your name rings a bell."
You're the inflammation man.
And I just said, "Inflammation syndrome." And they said, aha.
Yeah, one of Jack's books. Jack Chalom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just about three and a half hours over east of Tucson. If you haven't been over there, it's a really beautiful time of year with the Gila National Wilderness and so many great things to do in the area, hiking, checking out historic downtown Silver City, great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge. For the full listing of places to stay and things to do, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.